AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Israeli military says Idan Alexander, the American-Israeli hostage released in Gaza, is now back with its forces. Alexander was taken from his military base in southern Israel during Hamas's cross-border attack in 2023, which set off the war in Gaza.
They thought he was dead just a short while ago. His parents are so happy.
Doron Zexer is Alexander's adoptive father. His message to President Trump.
Think from my bottom of my heart that they bring Idan home, bring Idan back to us. And now there are 58 hostages that we need to bring them back all together immediately.
Alexander's release is the first since Israel shattered an 8-week ceasefire with Hamas in March. Opening statements are underway in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial.
The prosecution told jurors Combs ran a criminal enterprise for 20 years, including kidnapping, arson, drugs, sex crimes, and bribery. Two of Combs' former girlfriends, Cassie and Jane, will testify he forced them to have sex with male prostitutes that he would tape, and that the case is not about a celebrity's private sex life, it's about illegal activity. Diddy sat facing the jury, an impassive look on his face. The defense told jurors the case is about adult consensual activity and the government has no business in it. They admit Combs has a bad temper, but he is not charged with domestic violence, and they do acknowledge the infamous videotape. They say he had a bit of a different sex life and it's not a federal crime to love baby oil, and they told the jurors they're not here to judge his sexual preferences. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has only paused its military action and will retaliate on its own terms if there's any future terror attacks by Pakistan. This is AP News. Food experts say Gaza is at a critical risk of famine. Findings by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification paint a grim picture.
One in every five people in Gaza is facing starvation, while the entire population is facing high levels of acute food insecurity.
United Nations spokesman Stéphane Dujarric says the numbers are alarming.
71,000 children and more than 17,000 mothers will need urgent treatment for acute malnutrition.
Israel has banned all food, shelter, medicine, and any other goods from entering the Palestinian territory for the past 10 weeks. Dujarric says the solution to this hunger crisis is clear.
Open up Gaza so that aid and other essential supplies can reach everyone who needs them, wherever they are.
Israel continues to carry out waves of airstrikes and ground operations against Hamas in Gaza. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.